One.
I gotta get you guys some, alright. Camera. Video. Come on, video. Oh, there we go. That's video. Video, one. Alright, one. Audio. You want to take me a picture? Huh? You want to be in the picture? You want me in the picture?
No, no.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, but this is the free speech component, the sign. I'll cover with scripture. Okay.
I think I got relayed here.
No.
Okay. It's all there to
hold on. I can't leave.
like that.
Put me in a sitting position before you carry me. That's my request. That will be less painful. You can do it without pain. If you put me in sitting, it will be painless. If you carry me by my arms behind my back,
I have my phone in my pocket. Would you please get out of here?
Thank you.
Ma'am, listen, ma'am. give us a few minutes. We've got to take down the stuff. Mm-hmm. All right?
I think I can get my jacket.
Sir, one more time with your name.
C-A-C-C-A-L-A.
What's your first name, sir?
Brent.
Brent? B-R-E-N-T. Brent, what's your date of birth?
December 25th.
You're a Christmas child. 1969? You born in Hawaii?
I was not. I was born in Maryland.
Maryland? Have you ever been arrested in the state of Alaska?
Never.
Never? Okay.
Been cited. Never been arrested.
What have you been cited for?
No. Was it illegal camping and use of public space without a permit? I mean, just
same type of stuff.
Six and home lockup.
Okay. When was this?
17-T1. We're 17-T1.
Last year?
Six years ago.
He's been complying with us. I mean, he didn't put it on the budget.
Speed about 50.
white traffic. Jacob, right there. We're going up to the bridge. Now we're westbound coming up to Fantasy. Next quarter, watch your speed. He's going forward, showing up 30 now. He's now northbound. Back towards 3rd. What's it? Mike, you can take him up here to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And westbound back towards eastbound. And we're about 45 miles now. There's no other traffic at all. We're getting up to 55 now.
Where are you?
Reed, 3rd and Reed. And we're continuing east now. No other traffic. 40 miles an hour. 50 miles an hour now. And we just passed
the
traffic.
Okay, go ahead and do an match straight as Swanson.
Someone needs to take K7's spot if he's the second.
Policy car on 50. Call should be coming from the east. And we're coming up into Mountain View now.
Yeah.
North of 60 miles away. No other traffic.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's going to turn into Mountain.
Yeah.
And we're at Mountain View Commercial going northbound. No other traffic. We can lock down Mountain View, I think, here fairly quick.
Yeah. 44.
I have one mail for you and offer
myself for
contact
with
the
restaurant.
Please clear. I'll
see you back in the restaurant.
11-24 has a 7-1. It's ready, ready. Okay, it is 8:45. Apparently that came off my leg mark. Thank you. You doing okay, Brent? Hey Brent, where do you get your mail at? Do you have a mailing address at all?
Not a very good one. Not a good mail address.
No good mailing address?
I've gotten this. I mean, most recent stuff I've gotten is sent to the mission on Tudor.
Tudor mission?
Yeah. I've been there about 2 weeks.
Alright. I've got to ask you, do you have a resident address?
No.
No? Would you consider yourself homeless?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. What's your cell phone number?
443.
443.
618.
618. 8702. 8702?
Yep.
Is that a Hawaii?
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland, okay.
Yeah, my mom provides that.
Gotcha.
And it certainly cannot afford it.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm not seizing your phone. I'm not seizing your digital recorder. Okay.
Okay.
I'll give it back to you as soon as we get inside. I shut it off so the battery wouldn't die on you.
Okay.
All right. So. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. I am really just about done here, so we can get you out of here. I just got to plug in this information. You doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. inside here.
I'm going to actually put a second set on you. Just put your hands on so far back behind you. So actually, your hands will actually rest straight down by the side, okay?
Okay.
You're pretty good. Yeah. Go ahead and just hold it half of your right hand. Keep this hand right in the middle of your back, okay?
branch.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier today around 3 o'clock, there was a gentleman with right-of-way that actually came and posted that you had to move your stuff off the sidewalk. Well, because your stuff didn't get moved immediately like the time, like he had asked you to,
mm-hmm.
You're being issued a citation, okay? $75 citation. It can go up to $300, okay? I put it at the lowest amount. You've been good with us, okay? $75. I'm going to put this in your pocket, okay?
Okay.
Everything you still need to know on how to fight it, do what you need to do, is written on the back side, okay?
I've seen that before.
Yeah. I'm going to put this probably in the pocket right here, okay?
Okay.
Also, you're being trespassed to Townsport Park.
Okay.
Okay. You're not allowed to go back into Townsport Park.
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand what the boundaries of Townsport Park is?
Let's be clear on that. It's simply the grassy area, the flower bed, but not the sidewalk.
Not the sidewalk.
Not the sidewalk.
You can be on the sidewalk.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, in reality, you can actually protest on the sidewalk as long as you're carrying your stuff. So if you start blocking the right of way.
And then I guess the sidewalk in front of the Performing Arts Center, the large square, is that part of Townsport Park?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So the actual sidewalk that walks all the way down, uh-huh. Townsport Park includes, it's basically, if you have your sidewalk that walks past Townsport Park,
right.
Okay, you can be on that property. You can't be anywhere further north on that property.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you go to the Fifth Avenue side, you can't be further south. So basically that whole block,
okay?
You know where I'm talking about?
Okay.
So you got F Street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So basically from F Street to the beginning of the Performing Arts Center,
mm-hmm.
that's considered Townsport Park, including the paved areas right there in that area.
Okay.
Okay. You understand that?
Yeah.
Appreciate that. What we're doing now is we're waiting for the magistrate. Okay. So after Officer Cameron gets done,
mm-hmm.
we'll go into a bail hearing for you as well. Okay.
Kind of a drink of water.
I know as soon as there's a drink fountain in here. So as soon as we're done with this, and like I said, we're gonna get this up pretty quick.
Okay. I was in a hilly, town in Solvicino. It wasn't raining all the time. The guy gave me
it
wasn't raining.
It
wasn't raining.
Well,
got
you know, June, yeah, down there it rains all the time. Have a seat back.
Hedgefrey, this is Officer Mitchell with the Anchorage Police Department. I'm calling
for a bail hearing. The last two officers that you talked to, Town Square,
yeah,
trespass.
Yeah, let me
just
say something to the other officer.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I should would like to the recorder that is running. Can you take it out and set it on the table?
Sure.
I believe it's in the bottom pocket.
Yeah. Can I add one more thing to this?
approximately 1,500 hours right of way came to Mr. Bacala, who had his, he had basically strung a tarp between two trees and had stuff on the sidewalk. And they asked him that he needed to move it under a municipal code. And they posted that, told him to remove it immediately, at which time Mr. Bacala did not remove it. So he was actually issued a civil citation for that as well.
Got it. Okay. Well, Mr. Bacala, I'm going to go ahead and set this as a, let's see, what do I want to do? Well, actually, Mr. Bacala, can I ask you if you have a good phone number here for the file?
Yes, it's 443-618-8702. I also have an email address, if you'd like.
No, definitely. Let me go over what your conditions of release are going to be. Some of your conditions of release are going to be what I'd like to say your common sense. You show up for your court days. You stay in touch with the court. Don't bring up any new charges. You stay in touch with your attorney as well. So if you hire one or if you are appointed one, you let that person know if you change phone numbers, if your home is at risk to transitory, then that might make it a little bit harder for the attorney to track you down and be in touch with you. All the more reason why you need to be all over that, be on top of that, and be in touch with that attorney. Okay?
Okay.
Also, you are to stay away from Town Square. Okay?
The park, specifically the park.
Yeah, that is the park. That's specifically the park. And in terms of a bail here, I'm going to go ahead and set this as an unsecured bond, a $100 unsecured bond, Mr. Bacala, given the fact that you were so cooperative and you have no criminal history. I'm doing this because I'd like to think this is all it's going to take to have this court hearing, you know, to have this promise of paying money hanging over your head. If there's any other issues, though, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to have to post the money. That bail is going to be changed. You'd be at risk for picking up any new charges if you went back to the park and be in violation of the conditions here in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that perfectly clear?
Okay, please explain to me the bond.
Sure. An unsecured bond is, I like to describe it to people as a promise to the court. You're promising the court, I'm going to show up, I'm going to follow through with this, I promise you. And with that promise, they would release you. So that means you don't have to put any money down, nothing like that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't follow through then with the promise, and one of the conditions being that you're going to show up for all of your court dates, if you don't follow through with those, then the court could come back and ask for all of this money, this $100. You could stand at risk of picking up a new charge in this case of violating conditions of release. And you could possibly pick up yet a new charge. Okay, another trespass charge.
Okay, so what do I have to do? What am I being asked to do, promised to do?
You promise to follow through with these conditions of release, and you're going to show up for your court appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is an appearance bond. That's the gist of it. But these conditions of release, as I said, you're also at risk of picking up new charges if you pick up new charges, if you don't stay in touch with your attorney, if you don't remain away from Town Square, all of those put you at risk of picking up new charges.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll explain this a little bit further.
Okay.
Basically, Mr. Bacala, you get your ducks in a row, okay? Stay in touch with your attorney, show up for your court dates, don't pick up any new charges, and don't go back to Town Square. Okay?
Now, on the issue of Town Square, I'm not sure how. I mean, let's put it this way. The promise to me is more important than $100. You asked me to promise not to go back to Town Square.
Okay. You know what? I think perhaps after we get off the phone here, maybe Officer Mitchell can explain it to you a little bit better. What I'm telling you is you're putting up $100 of bail as a promise. You don't actually have to come up with that money. So if you sign your name to that, you're released, and you go back to Town Square, well, that's on you. Then the court's going to come back and conceivably ask for this $100 and conceivably pick up new charges.
Okay.
It's on you. I'm not forcing you to do anything.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Your prerogative, but, you know, legally speaking, it doesn't look like a particularly good idea to go back to Town Square at all.
Okay.
Okay, any questions about that?
I think I understand.
And, Your Honor, I have also given him a trespass notice from Town Square Park.
Okay.
And I've described that he can still be on the sidewalk.
Okay.
But he cannot enter into Town Square Park proper.
Got it. Okay. So, Mr. Michael, it sounds like Officer Mitchell has also already explained this to you. Did you have any questions about that? Basically, stay away from Town Square. You can walk up and down the sidewalk if you're heading to other places in town. But the Town Square itself, stay away from that.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Officer Corker 15B is a boy. Log number is 1216. Case number is 13-5492.
And, Your Honor, on page 2, conditions of release.
1 through 4, condition 8, Town Square.
Thank you.
Hang on 1 second.
And this is Swanson. Sorry. $100. Yes, ma'am. 1 through 4, 8, Town Square, and it's Magistrate Swanson.
Swanson, exactly.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to have a seat for him. All right. So, you understand the bill? You don't have to come up with any money to get out. Okay? You're basically going to sign a piece of paper that you're going to abide by the conditions, mm-hmm. and you're going to be processed. You're going to have to go through, get fingerprinted, and all that type of stuff. But you're not going to spend the night here, especially since you aren't under the influence of alcohol, mm-hmm. you don't have any drugs on board, and you're not a danger to yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
And I just want to. I don't know exactly what you asked me to sign, but let me just.
I'm not asking you to sign anything.
They will
in fact.
Okay. But the recorder is running, say.
Well, the recorder, they won't let you have the recorder in there.
Okay, well, I want this on the record.
Okay.
I'm not going to promise not to go back to Town Square Park. I understand that there's a threat of arrest and forfeiture of $100.
Okay.
I just want that.
Okay.
And no Town Square $100.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
Hey, Brent.
God bless you, Brent. God bless you, John.
I can comply, John.